you can never remember me again.
Keep walking, Sandra. I hope you're properly ashamed of yourself, approaching strange men and asking them silly questions.
Well, I'm sorry, Paul. It was stupid of me, but anybody can be wrong.
Of course they can, but on the face of it, it was silly. Expecting a man who was alive 400 years ago to be roaming around loose.
It wasn't a matter of looseness, Ted. It was a matter of liveness. Now, come on, stop being a husband and hold my arm.
I'll tear it off and beat you over the head with it.
He's so virile. But I love him.
Well, come along, Sandy. There's your haunted house ahead. We don't want to keep Mrs. Browning waiting.
Or the ghost.
That door again.
Insidious feeling, doors opening and slamming.
Mrs. Browning! Mrs. Browning!
I'm in the east wing, Mr. Whitney, just lighting the fire.
You better go on up. This hall's drafty.
Hey, Paul, more than cold in here. It's almost as if something or somebody is draining your body of all warmth.
That's a pleasant thought, Sandy. Now that you've scared yourself stiff, move.
Well, I was just getting in the mood for ghosts. Where's the east wing?
This way, Mrs. Whitney.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Browning. Well, this room looks cheerful.
It's as gay as my mood. Nice fire, nice candle.
Quiet, Blackie. Don't
scare somebody.
A dog scare somebody? Not tonight. They came tonight.
What came tonight?
You'll see. Better make yourselves at home while you can.
Blackie, sit down. Over here, Blackie. Look at him, Paul. The hairs on his head are standing on end.
Be quiet, Blackie.
Blackie!
Look! I told you they were here.
A luminous mass. A blue mass. Sandy, be careful.
It's materializing.
Coming for me. I knew it. Coming for me.
Oh, Mrs. Browning, Paul. Fingers are choking her. Good heavens.
Mrs. Browning.
Oh, Paul, stop this horrible thing.
Sandy.
It's horrible.
It's all right, Sandy. All right, darling.
Oh, it's gone, hasn't it?
Yes. It's gone. But Mrs. Browning. Dead.